others to subject us to a jurisdiction, a foreigner to our constitution, and unacknowledged by our laws, given existence through their acts of pretended legislation. For quartering large bodies of our troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment, torture, and murders refused to commit on the inhabitants of the states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried, for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in and neighboring province establishing therein, and every day the government and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our justice, abolishing our most valuable laws, and therefore fundamentally the forms of our government's force, suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has subjugated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging a war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting our armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny. Already begun with the circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, sparsely paralleled in the most barbarous ages, and totally unworthy the head of the civilized nation. He has conscripted our fellow citizens, taken captive for the crisis to be our instrument, the uncaptured to become the executioners of death and suppression of the population. He has excited the massacre, insurrection among success has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontier, the measureless Indians.